This meeting is called to order. Please call the roll.
Director Davis?
Here.
Director Holtaway?
Here.
Director Klipstein?
Here.
Director Maglione? Director McElroy?
Here.
Director Payne? Director Riley?
Here.
Director Romano?
Here.
Chairman Walton?
Here. This meeting is an advertising compliant with the Open Public Meetings Act. Advertisements been given by the advertising and representative newspapers and posted on our website. Please rise to the blue flag. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, our first item of business is approval of the minutes from 9 months ago. November 6th, 2014. Anyone cares if you remember that far?
So
motion by Mr. Riley. Second.
And you're ready.
Second from Mr. Klipstein. Any questions? Call the roll.
Director Davis.
Yes.
Director Holtaway.
Yes.
Director Klipstein.
Yes.
Director Maglione. Director McElroy.
Yes.
Director Payne. Director Riley.
Yes.
Director Romano.
I'll abstain. I was not present.
Chairman Riley.
No, Chairman Walton.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chairman Walton. I'm sorry. It's been a long time since
I know. It's been part between. Yes, I approve of this.
I'm sorry.
And my report is basically going to be the committee report from the Plan and Recreation Committee, so I'll pull up until then, and we'll go to the Executive Director's report.
I just want to update you on where we are with our TDR program. Even though we haven't met quite some time, it is still chugging along. We had Highbridge come in for a TDR receiving area grant, which we awarded last month. And there are three towns in particular that are really well down the road to, deciding on whether they're going to establish a TDR receiving area. Newton has completed phases one and two of their grant. Phase three is underway. The same is true for Passaic City and Vernon. So three of them are nearing the finish line of the first grant. And we're very optimistic that one of three of them will come in, and that will be a really happy day for this organization to get that established. And that concludes my report.
Next up is committee report from the Landowner Equity and Land Preservation Committee. This is a subcommittee of the Highlands Council that has been working on landowner compensation specifically in three ways. The first is we are looking at a water fee. So the town staff has been charged with assessing exactly how much water comes from the Highlands region, scientifically using actual meter readings from water utilities to determine how much water leaves the Highlands region, and then from that we can assess how much we need to charge per gallon in order to properly compensate landowners and do all the other things we need to do as a council. The other thing we're working on is the open space preservation program. We initially were going to adopt that, as we had done in the past, just as a resolution of the council, but the state rightly recommended that we go through the formal rules process. So those rules have officially been published. We have 60 days before the comment time, so we hope that there will be plenty of comments. I'm sure that folks on both sides of this room, we attend regularly, will have good comments for us on the open space program. But the idea is to have the Highlands Council, through the bank, assist municipalities and counties in buying open space. We are not going to be holders of title. We are not going to be caretakers of land. There's only going to be a source for funding. And we have that 50% of the purchase price. We will buy easements, we will buy preservation, we will buy fee simple, but again, we're not going to be the title holder, just assisting others in purchasing. This will be another venue for farmers who wish to, or landowners of any kind, who wish to be compensated to receive some funding for their land. And the third is we are trying to develop other programs that will help us compensate the landowners directly. And the goal is, if you have a vibrant TDR program where money comes in, you can then potentially buy credits for people who want to sell their credits. So those are the three blocks we're going to get across the way on this one. And surely, we'll be answering any questions from anyone on this. Anything else you can touch that in order?
No, we have a little presentation for you. And James will, because he's done yeoman's work on this one. What you have in your packet is the rule. We just got this back from the state about, what, 3 hours ago?
Yeah.
So it is quite literally hot off the presses. It is going to be published in the August 17th bulletin.
Correct, yeah.
But I will let James kind of give you a bird's eye view, because this has evolved since we last spoke to you about it.
As Chairman Walton said, the program is basically two parts. There's an open space matching grant program that will be administered by the council. And then there's an HDC bank purchase program, similar to the initial purchase program that we operated for the past few years. The way it's going to function is that there'll be a subcommittee of the Highlands Council will receive applications, review them, and submit recommendations to the council for the open space matching grant program and to the HDC bank for the HDC purchases. So you'll be getting recommendations from the committee of the council, and then you'll review those possible credit purchases as you did with the initial purchase program. There'll be no hardship criteria for the purchase program for the HDC bank. It'll solely be based on priority that's already been established in the RMP. And there'll probably be funding rounds that you'll have to set up. And if you look at the screen, you'll see a schedule for the rule implementation and the adoption by the HDC Bank. So we sent the rule down to the Office of Administrative Law in July, and as Margaret said, we just got it back today, the final rule, and the statement that it's going to be published in the New Jersey Register on August 17th. That starts the 60-day comment period, which will run until October 16th. The Highlands Council, during that period, has to have a public hearing on the rule, so that will occur September 17th. The rule will then respond to all the comments, and if all goes according to plan, on December 3rd, the Highlands Council will review those comments and act on the resolution adopting the rule, at which point then, at the February meeting, the HDC Bank could then adopt a resolution implementing the HDC portion of that rule. So hopefully by February 4th, you will be looking at a resolution approving the HDC purchase program based on the rule that the council's adopted. And the initial funding for all of this is coming from the PSC&G project mitigation funds. So some of the priority criteria has to tie back to that mitigation funding. But the program is being set up so that if additional mitigation funding or other funding sources come in, it can go directly into that program and it can operate as a permanent program, not just based on the funding source.
There is a lot of work on that front as well, right? Yeah, so additional funding. Yeah, that was one of the things that was a real frustration for the council when the state proposed their reallocation of what the corporate tax rate was.
Yeah,
there you go. Where they allocated a certain amount of it to open space purchasing, but they didn't earmark a percentage of that to Highlands compensation, Highlands, which was something that promised when the act was passed, and whatever side of the aisle you're on this issue, it was very clear that was something that was promised by the legislature and the governor at the time that they signed it and put it into law. So, to see it not come about is aggravating. That's maybe still going to push for that. Anybody else?
That's it.
Any other questions on any of the criteria or processes for this?
Yeah, I think you mentioned that I guess the mitigation funding has certain priorities or criteria. Utilizing those funds, is that what I heard? That's
correct. The mitigation funding, although it's fairly liberal in its use, it still is tied back to the mitigation for the PSC&G project. So there has to be some priority assigned to those mitigation criteria. And that goes back to the mitigation plan that PSC&G submitted to the council and approved. So, but that's included in the rule.
Right. So would that exclude any parcels, or would it just have different priorities?
It wouldn't exclude any parcels.
Does that maybe... Does it establish priorities, or that's just all done in the rules?
That's all done in the rules, and that would be done by the council as well. But it wouldn't exclude any parcels in the region.
If you could buy a piece of land the furthest extent away from the PSCG line in the Highlands region.
That was my question.
Have you made a determination on how the split of the PSCG dollars between the acquisition and the HPC?
No, we have not.
Not yet.
We have an allocation for the first round of $9 million, but we didn't want to do figure out how to divvy it up, because we just don't know where the demand is now. We figured we see where the applications came from and act accordingly.
We don't want to throw all the money at up front. But it builds up to it. Let's see where it comes out. And we really try to force, much like a lot of my county, North County, in the beginning, they only gave up a certain amount. Of course, in the end, as their fund became bigger, they started acquiring bigger portions of it. So I think we really got to get our feet wet first.
Yeah, I agree. And really, it would be terrific to time it with getting a receiving area that was going to go to credit purchases, because just doing credit purchases isn't going to help us unless it's priming the trading credit. So.
Yeah, finding receiving areas is a challenge because we are permitted. That's in the subcommittee, which is a cross section of opinions about the Act. We're all frustrated by the fact that we cannot assign receiving areas. If you look at any other successful TDR program, you get to assign receiving areas and you can assign sending areas. Well, you don't have that authority to assign receiving areas. You have to hope that someone accepts it. Some of us think that's a fatal flaw, some of us think it's just a flaw that can be overcome. Time will tell.
The state now, you can use those HDCs in other locations, other receiving areas?
We can establish receiving areas pretty much statewide. It's not confined to the Highlands area anymore.
It was confined initially.
Yes.
Just in the Highlands region.
That was expanded to the counties, but we're put back by Highlands and expanded to the entire state. Any other questions?
Sure. Chairman Walton had referred to fact that the Highlands Council wouldn't hold any title to fee simple properties.
Correct.
Or easements? Would that apply for easements?
No, we can hold the easements. Currently the HDC program, we hold the easements for those. But under the open space matching grant part of the program, we won't hold any title.
Right. Okay. And who enforces the easement?
It would be the other partner. In the case of the HDC bank, it's us. It's the Highlands Council. In the case of the Open Space Matching Grant Program, it would be the funding partner. They're going to be the lead.
The reason why I'm asking, I know that there's an issue with the Pinelands Development Credit Bank, where I think DEP actually enforces those restrictions.
In this case, we enforce them. In fact, we've started doing yearly inspections of the easements.
That was important.
Any other questions? Hearing none, all right. Consideration of resolution, which seems kind of silly to set up 4 meetings with no meet, but we hope to. So this is our good intention resolution for the annual meeting scheduled for 2016. And you can comment on it if you want to, but you would want to comment on the meeting schedule. So hopefully. Does that have a motion to approve the meeting schedule resolution?
So moved.
Is there a second? Okay. Mr. McElroy. Any questions? Call the roll.
Director Davis.
Yes.
Director Holtaway. Director Holtaway. Director Clipstein.
Aye. Oh,
okay. He's back.
Yes.
Okay. Director McElroy.
Yes.
Director Riley.
Yes.
Director Romano.
Yes.
Chairman Wall.
Yes.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, just so you know, we don't anticipate having a November meeting, now that you've gotten all excited about meeting again. But we for sure are going to have a February meeting because, as James mentioned, we need to vote on the new rule. And then we can start talking about how you want to move forward.
With that, we will start public comment. We'll let you go first. Go ahead. You're up.
My name is Deborah Post, Harmed Property Owner, Chester Township. Section 13 of the Highlands Act states that a transfer of development rights program shall be established. That's a shall, not a may. Section 13 includes an 18-month timetable for passage of the Act and anticipates the TDR program will be up and running before the initial WAP master plan is completed. You have completely and utterly failed to implement this key mandate of the Highlands Act. Absolutely no additional business should be conducted by any Highlands agency, including this bank, until the mandate of Section 13 has been fulfilled. The new proposed rule I don't see it being passed out here. It wasn't fully disclosed up here. We have seen sections and summaries of that proposed rule from the Highlands Council. So my comments as follows are based on what we have seen at the Highlands Council that is included in that proposed rule. The proposed rule just presented to you abandons the mandates of Section 13 by failing to include TDR receiving areas. I don't know what they told you, but there's no TDR receiving areas in the rules that have been presented to the Highlands Council. The rule puts an unambiguous black and white what we all have known. This bank and council have no intention of honoring its mandate to establish a TDR program to compensate harmed landowners. By definition, a TDR program requires development to be transferred from one space to another. It requires the receiving zones per Section 13. The proposed rule does not include receiving zones. How can a TDR program not have a receiving zone? Answer, it can't. The rule admits there will be no receiving zones, admits there will be no just compensation for the $6 billion of lost property values, admits that landowners should forget any expectations of compensation, and admits all are satisfied to leave the landowners burn. The plan is a loud, screaming admission that there exists no intention of seriously working toward compensation of property value losses. The rule contemplates just compensation being paid from a bank that has no money and has no reasonable expectation of ever having any money. This bank is an empty Potemkin illusion, and its members should be ashamed to be part of the farce that compensation will be paid from an entity with no capital. The rule also contemplates, on somebody else's comment here, that the bank would be partnering with sub and sister organizations of the heavily financed environmental lobby who are anti-landowner. The rule proposes that the easements be owned, monitored, and enforced, not by this bank, but rather by the environmental extremists who will be empowered to dictate to those Highlands landowners who are the victims of the largest land grab in the nation's history.
Would you please wrap up?
No rational landowner will sign such an easement document, so this council will be able to argue, gee, we have overpaid them and declined. I ask this board to pass a resolution stating their opposition to the proposed rule that does not include TDR receiving areas, shifts easement enforcement to environmentalists, and admits that there will never be any capital to compensate landowners.
Who'd like to go next?
I gave her my 3 minutes.
Oh, stop
that. You didn't give me the 3 minutes. Go take yours.
I timed that I gave you more than 3 minutes, and you took a minute of your own. Yeah. Go ahead, Dave.
My name is David Cho. A couple of things. Your calculation for water use and using meters completely ignores the fact that the DEP actually allows 15% quote unaccounted for water, in other words, loss of water, release effect or whatever it is. So taking it at the retail end rather than the wholesale end is the wrong way to calculate water from the Highlands.
We're cognizant of that, and we're committed to account in our calculations.
Okay, but that's not what you said.
Well, fair enough.
Okay. I also object to having, quote, your partners have title to land that was purchased either the development rights or, in fee simple, using essentially taxpayer dollars. All contributors of funds to such purchases should be on the title. I do not want taxpayer dollars to go to the Marsh Land Conservancy they have exclusive title to this land. It's just wrong. Let's see. And then your February 19th meeting, Mrs. Levin's report, committee Deputy Chair Walton asked, what incentives are needed to make this program work? Speaking of the TDR program, Ms. Nordstrom responded that we have to give our best shot before we go to the legislature. This act was passed in 2004. The bank was to be established 18 months later. It was not. You've been giving it your best shot for over 10 years, and you've come up with nothing. Your best shot has been taking, and it's been pathetic. You should just fold up your tent, go home until the deficiencies of this act, most particularly the failure to assign, not identify, but assign receiving areas for the growth that was going to occur in this area and is now not going to. There will be no growth in this area, and there will be no money in this area, which means it will affect these towns who think they're high and dry because their major landowners have not gotten paid. It will affect the economy of these towns, as it already is beginning to. So this whole area is going to be sliding down the tubes, and Joe landowner on his quarter acre or half acre who thinks he's immune will soon suffer the same consequences. Thank you.
That's pretty damn good. That was exactly 3 minutes. You're a little unfair in chastising this bank for failing to achieve the.
Can I finish, please? It's my turn. Okay.
All right, I'm on your side on this stuff. Believe me. I get more than 3 minutes. That says the truth of the chair. You're right in that the council and bank failed to achieve what was dictated to in the act in the 18 months prescribed. I did not arrive here at the Highlands Council for the first 6 years of the council's existence. So, you can scream at us that are new here all you like, but since we've gotten here, we've earnestly tried to get this thing done. And there's a contradiction in the act that says you have to have this TDR program established, but it doesn't give you the tools to establish it because you cannot dictate receiving areas. It's a fatal flaw, in my opinion, of this TDR program of the act. That being said, just because I say it doesn't mean anybody's going to believe it. I have a surrogate saying the same thing, and I have other members of this council who are not of the same mindset about the act as I, agreeing with me that the thing is fatally flawed. Then we can go and hopefully have some traction and trend that I can achieve. It's the best we can do. We're trying. And I know you get yelled at to stay home for the whole thing. I prefer to do my best and try what I can.
You've given it your best shot.
Fair enough. Who's next? Go ahead.
Ladies first.
Helen Heinrich, New Jersey Farm Bureau. There's a number of us that come religiously to these meetings because we see you making a lot of progress. And that's what we heard today. I'm so glad the rule is finally got a date to be in the register, and we'll see what happens. We certainly support it. But two questions. One of them is the question about who holds the deed for easements. I think I heard that the easements were going to be held by
the council. It depends on the circumstances. If we're buying credits, then the council holds the easement. If we are participating with an open space purchase, whether it's a municipal open space purchase, a county, or a land trust, they will be the ones to hold the title to either the easement or the title of the fee simple, whatever the person rate happens to be. So if it's a TDR credit purchase, it's the council. And if it's any other, if it's the open space program, it's the partner agency, whether that's the public entity like a county government or a private land.
So if it's an easement on farmland, then the partner would be like the county or?
Correct. So if Sussex County wants to buy a piece of farmland or a permanent reservation and they want us to help fund it, we're happy to help fund it, but they would be the one that would be responsible for maintaining that.
So in other words, it would be similar to what we have now with Green Acres with their easements and SADC with their easements.
Correct.
It's just 50% perhaps coming from this.
Capped, yes, capped. Yeah.
The other question is, I guess I was surprised to hear that you're going to use the money to buy HTC credits. It seems to me that that the goal was to get somebody else to pay for those credits.
So, that is the goal.
And also, I'd be interested in where else you're going to rustle up some money. I mean, $18 million isn't going to go very far.
Yes, so would I.
So, thank you for your progress, and we're behind you.
And again, the credit purchase price that the council has set is far below fair market value. And the reason for that is, well, it's expensive below fair market value. And the reason behind that is because if you have a vibrant, thriving, working TDR program, the market for the credits will outstrip what we're offering. However, if someone, for whatever reason, wants to sell out, will buy at that market-based price. That would be a choice that individual they have to make on their own.
And there is an effort going on to try to identify that without going through the legislature to fund it. And just like we took the PSE&G money the way we did and down discretion to get the best bank for it. They're not giving us the money, so we're trying to find the money.
Anyone else? Yes, you're okay.
Let's go ahead. My name is Hank Clark. I'm a farmer in Tewksbury in the preservation area. I got a couple of questions. I'd like to know on the PDR program, what township wants more developed, you know, to pick up on this thing? To me, most towns don't even want to bother. You know, they just like everybody else, doesn't want any development. The other thing, and you mentioned that too, that $16,000 equipment. How did you come about that? And what scope is per acre, or how does that come about? I mean, $16,000.
Credit per acre.
You know, it's a bottom basement thing. And, you know, let's face it, Bob, there's nobody else out there. You know, Havanian isn't bidding on this, or Toll Brothers. There's nobody else out there. So, you know, you've got a low ball figure here, which is really, I'd say, unacceptable. But that's me. I'm a landowner. Now, the other thing that also bothers me is that New Jersey owns the water. New Jersey Water Authority, this is water for free. I think you're missing a big thing in there because New Jersey Water Authority sells 1 million gallons of water for about $240,000. $240 per million gallons. Now, if you're looking for money, it should start at the water authority. That's where it starts. I mean, Dan's here. He can fill you in. I mean, I went to their meeting, and I proposed when they said that figure. I don't know. I put it in their minutes. I think I said $500. I don't know that, but that. They all looked at me as if I had holes in my head. You know what I mean? If they weren't dollar signs. But listen, I appreciate the work that you're trying to do. Again, it's, you know, we stand here. We've been doing this for 11 years, not at the bank, but at the Highlands Council meeting. And you've got to understand the frustration that's being done by these people. I mean, granted, the homeowners, the resident property owners are happy. The farmers and the large landowners really taking this point. And you know, not this bank, but what should happen is if you people really have the guts to stand up and say to the legislators, and I think this would work, but I'm a simple fellow, and say, listen, unless you the legislators propose some money to compensate these landowners, we're not going to carry these meetings on anymore. We're being beat up here. Every time these landowners come out, they beat you. I mean, I have nothing against any of the guys. And you know where I'm coming from. But it takes fortitude. I mean,
you're in your 3 minutes, by the way.
I'm done?
No, your 3 minutes are up.
Okay, well, that's good. I get Debbie my other 3. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else this evening? See no one else? Does anybody to adjourn?
So moved.
Is a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye. We are adjourned. See you in the year.